Well, how does your life work now? What kind of schedule? I know they milk over here. They do their morning milking starting about 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get up?
No, I don't get up until around 7,
mm-hmm.
when my little granddaughters are coming down to meet school bus. And then I'll fix her a little bite of breakfast, and her daddy comes in, and he eats some, too. And just routine, fixing breakfast, mm-hmm. and then they'll go, and I'll clean the house, and then I'll start thinking about fixing something for lunch.
Does your husband go over to the barn that early in the morning, or is that
no,
just the milkers?
No, they don't go until 5 o'clock. The mornings that they have to feed, they go at 5 o'clock and get through about 8.
So the cows are fed after they're milked? Is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no. When they turn out, some of them, they have the silage already ruined. But the ones that's already been milked, they go out and eat. And then they feed the calves too, up the mornings, and run the silage for the milk cows. That's what he does. Then he'll come in, eat his breakfast, and go back.
Then they do field work after that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They used to milk not quite so early in the day years ago, is that right?
No, they didn't. Well, they didn't have that many to milk. They have a whole lot more to milk now, so they have to start about 2:30 of the evenings and get through around 5:30, 6, something like that. And mornings they start at 4 and get through about 8.
How many cows did your daddy have?
Oh, 25 or 30 maybe.
And milks.
And he milked all those by hand.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the milk machines then.
Did he? And he never went into the...
He didn't go into the big dairy part. And they, when he was in the dairy business, they just put them in 10-gallon cans. And it was 4 of them. One would take it one day, and one would take it another day. And then every fourth day, my daddy would take his turn. But now they have the great big machine. Now that's a big improvement. They have the great big machine to a truck to come and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your dad never did get any kind of milking machine?
No. Just the hands. Nothing but hands.
Mm-hmm. When do you think he sold out? Sold his cows?
Oh, gracious. Maybe in 45 or something like that.
So it was before you were married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was before I got married.
Well, that was right about the time when most of the people who were in dairying, that was when they were starting to buy the newer equipment.
Mm-hmm, going into the bigger dairy of it. Well, no, my husband and them had milked by hand a good while after we got married.
When do you think they got their machinery?
Maybe in 49 or mm-hmm. something like that. They got the smaller ones, and then they gradually got bigger outfits. Mm-hmm. Just kept getting a little large and a little better, you'd say, in the way they's milking and everything.
Do you think when your dad was deciding to sell, it was at a point where there was a choice either to get a lot bigger or to cut back?
Mm-hmm, cut back. Then he didn't have anybody, but mm-hmm. didn't have anybody there to help him. It was either that or the hired hand. So he decided he'd get out of it. Now, when they was having the dairies, they would have to go to the field on the wagon and 2 horses and bring the corn in that way. Now they have great big trucks. The corn is already chopped up instead of just cut down in a field. Now that's a big improvement.
Did you ever have to go out and work in the field when you were a girl?
No, yes. Had to, I guess you'd say, transplant or replant corn when it didn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go and walk up and down the rows, and when you see where grain of corn didn't come up, you'd have to dig a hole and drop one in. And then when I was little, I'd have to keep the fertilizer bucket filled up. So when they would go from one end to the road to the other, they'd run out of fertilizer. Then I'd have that in a bucket for them to put in their planter.
Did you hoe?
Hoe the corn?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't have to do that, thank goodness.
That's a hard job.
That is a hard job. All I had to do was replant the corn. But it's fun. Me and my two sisters, well, the sister next to me was the one that would do most of that. And the other one would stay at home and help Mama and at the house.
How was that decided, the way two of
the
girls
went out? Just tell us. Just say, you two go to the field and transplant, mm-hmm. and replant the corn. That's what we'd do.
But did your mom get to say which girl she wanted to keep
no.
in with her?
No. Oh, we would have to bring in a whole lot of wood, and the stove wood, what we cooked with. That was our job to
Who bring. Carried the water? Who carried water in?
I never did have to do that too much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Mama would do that, or my two sisters
mm-hmm.
would do that. But I had to bring my part of the wood in for the stove, cook stove. Now we have electricity. We bound to have an electric stove before we got married. Bound to.
Because you've got a wood stove back again.
Uh-huh, and that's what I do. That's my job, of bringing in the wood for that.
I bet you thought when you got rid of one wood stove, you'd never ever have another one again.
Well, it really does give some good heat, though. But I enjoy, now on Saturdays, I go to the woods with Mary McDonald and help them have a wood splitter. And I just pull the lever while they split the wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job, pulling the lever. Then I bring in the wood. Donna and I, our buddies are bringing in wood. Just things like that. Anything I do outside, I'm ready to go do it. Rather than to stay in the house.
Well, that's one reason why it must have been hard for you to start keeping house for your dad then, because you'd rather be outside.
Rather
than
be
in
outside.
The house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I knew that I had to. It wasn't too bad. Now, but my older sister would help on weekends
mm-hmm.
all the time. Then I'd have all the weekends free. I'd just let her take over.
What kind of community activities have you been involved in up here?
Oh, I go to church every Sunday, and I'd have
What church?
Cane Creek, just over the hill. And I would help in the Vacation Bible School with the little ones, and I was one of the smaller Sunday school teachers. But the summer that Merritt's mother got so sick, it's when I give all that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never did start back. And I'm still in the choir. I go on Wednesday nights for a choir practice. Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's just about all.
There's a ham and grits supper at the community.
We didn't
building.
Go there. Because no. My husband's not supposed to eat the ham and eggs. Mm-hmm. So we stayed at home. We'd love to go, but we knew better to go down there and him eat it, so we just didn't go.
It must be hard to try to keep him on a diet.
No, he is real good at
mm-hmm.
it. He just knows that it's for the good of his health, and he just sticks with his good diet. Now, it was hard, very hard at first to start cooking for his diet, but now that I've got used to it, that's the only way I know how to cook.
Do you cook separate? Do you cook separately?
Oh, no,
you and
your boy? No, we eat what he eats. And then if it's anything that he's not supposed to eat and we'd like to have some, we'd wait till he'd come out here and then we'd slip back in at nighttime and eat that.
Does he know you do it?
Sometimes he does, but it doesn't bother him now. But we just hated to eat it in front of him when we knew he wasn't supposed to have it and would like to have some. But when we have our ham, after Donald has it cured, he eats some once in a while, but not very much. And he doesn't ever hardly eat the eggs, because that's just against it, against his health. So he sticks by it right good.
He must have gotten to a point where he's thought about turning over the farm to his boys?
Well, yes, he will, gradually, when he gets out of it. I mean, about ready to retire or anything.
Has he made any plans to do that?
Well, nothing except just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just know they will get his part when he gets through with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think the boys will buy him out?
Yes, I think they will. Because they both enjoy dairy farming. And that's all they've done. Well, the two that's here now, that's all the kind of work they've done is dairy farming. The oldest one can do just about anything he wants. He built his house, his log house up there with the help of his daddy and neighbors. They come in and helped. Done about all of it himself. That's the pasture of calves. Oh, you'll have to, that they raise. Now that's what we do, get out and feed them. The dairy feed and hay. That's the jobs that Merritt and Bob does, feed that kind of calves. You know, the baby calves on the bottles.
How do you think, now I know that it was Merritt and Bob who bought out their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably a little bit before you got married, from what I could figure out.
Yeah, it was
sometime, maybe during the war.
About the same time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's. I'm just wondering if you'd had all girls instead of boys, what difference do you think that would make in?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Would it? Do you think it'd be more like what had happened with your dad?
Probably so. Well, no, Merritt wouldn't have gone out, I don't believe. I believe he'd have just stayed on with it because he liked that kind of work. I don't know how it would have worked out if it'd been all girls. I have no idea.
It's a hard thing if the boys are wanting to participate more in the farm or to have more ownership than, and their dad still wanting to maintain?
No, they just have their freedom. They know that what has to be done, they'll go right on and do it. So just the work that has to be done, they'll pitch in and go on and do it. So, 'cause they know that the farm has got to go on.
Well, it must be nice to see that it'll go on, like, instead of your dad's farm, which stayed in part of the family, but not his children.
Yeah. It means a whole lot to see it go on that way. Now, my daddy's brother didn't have any girls. He had two boys, and they kept right on the farm. And, so daddy just quit since he didn't have any boys.
Was he sad to give it up?
In a way, I believe he was. But he just knew that he didn't have any help. It was time to give it up. And it's going to be kind of sad when Merritt and Bob has to quit. When their retirement age comes. They'll know it'll be carried on.
Sounds like that's one reason why he watches his house so carefully now. Because he wants to keep on.
Yeah, keep on just as long as he can. He is really devoted to his farm over there.
Well, if you have a desk job, you don't have to be quite as careful of your health, I guess. Because you can sit at a desk when you're not healthy a lot easier than you can.
Well, he keeps up with the, I guess you'd say the bookkeeping of it. Merritt does that. Keeps up with the bookkeeping part of it. That's not too far, except to the income tax papers and things like that.
But it's easier to do a desk job in an office than it is to keep doing farm work if your health isn't good.
He was out about 2 months, I reckon, when he had his heart attack. But that was kept right on going. Like Benny and me sick, and that meant the time. They just, the others keep it going. All the one is out. Yeah. Worked real good together.
Well, it must be a satisfying life to have your children so close by.
Oh, it sure is. Two of them in walking distance, and now they're home. I told the one who was living here, if ever did get married, it would be the saddest day and the happiest day of my life. Because I sure would hate to lose him. A lot of the things I couldn't do outside, it wasn't for Donald helping me. It was like bringing in wood. Helping me, mow, things like that. If I need some like rich dirt brought over the barn on the tractor, he's right there to do it for me. Bring it for my flowers and things. Yeah, that'll be a sad day if he was to ever leave. And I don't believe he will.
Well, I think I'll turn this off now.